奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始第一节的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our first session of learning.
唱诗476。
That's singing 476. Please be seated.
我们现在再一次来祷告，就做带领我们这一节的聚会。
Now we're going to pray and ask God to guide our next session.
一起祷告。
Now let's kneel down to pray in one accord.
We pray in the name of the
感谢主，从今天开始有两天半的社青联恩会。
Thank and praise the Lord. Starting from today, we have 2 days of youth seminar.
那这一次我们决定的题目是有关于以利亚。
And this time, we decided to use the topic of Elijah.
那陈传道跟我都是被安排这个题目。
And both Pastor Chen and I, we were assigned to this topic.
那我们从不同的角度来探讨这个题目。
So we will discuss this topic through different perspectives.
所以我们能够对以利亚这个题目能够更清楚。
So we can have a clear understanding on the topic of Elijah.
我们请看讲义的 A1.
Let's go to page A1.
以利亚这个题目可以分作四个子题，这个主题可以分作四个子题。
And we divided the grand topic into 4 sections, and under each section there is 4 subsections.
第一个，以利亚的属灵复兴。
The first one, A, Elijah's spiritual revival.
第二个，以利亚的时代使命。
B, Elijah's contemporary mission.
第三个。
The third topic,
以利亚的侍奉危机。
Elijah's spiritual crisis in servitude.
最后一个。
And then the last one.
以利亚是以色列的战车马兵。
Elijah is the chariot and horseman of Israel.
最后一个大概给大家工作参考。
And then the last one is for your reference.
所以用安排的三节来学习三个子题。
So we will be studying in 3 sessions.
第一个是以利亚的属灵复兴。
And the first topic is Elijah's spiritual revival.
以利亚的故事从列王记上17章开始。
And the story of Elijah started in 1 Kings chapter 17.
我们看列王记上的17章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上17章一直到19章。
Starting from chapter 17 to 19.
很清楚在记载以利亚服侍神的经历。
You hear clearly described his journey of servitude.
在18章提到当时所面对一个非常大的属灵的危机。
In chapter 18, described the dangerous mission he encountered.
就是以色列百姓拜偶像。
In which is that time the Israelites worship idols.
这是当时整个社会的文化，也是社会的潮流。
And that's the trend of the society at the time.
因为拜偶像，所以他们的信仰差不多快要破产。
And because they worshipped idol, they are at the brink of losing their faith.
那在这个最危险的时代，神拣选了以利亚。
And at this most dangerous moment, God chose Elijah.
所以在17章第一节，他在提到提示比人以利亚。
That's why in chapter 17, verse 1, he mentioned Elijah the Tishbite.
然后他告诉以色列百姓说这几年呢不会下雨。
And he warned the Israelites, as the Lord God of Israel lives, there will be no rain for all these years.
雨是神在控制的。
Because God's the one that controls rain.
不下雨，百物都不能收成。
If there's no rain, then there's no harvest.
饥荒就来到。
And the drought will come.
所以当时国中有很多的寡妇。
And that's why at that time there are many widows in the nation.
因为男人都饿死啊。
Because of the men, they starve to death.
那这个雨也是代表神的恩典。
And rain also represents the grace and blessings of God.
因为拜偶像，所以 神失去了神的恩典。
And because the Israelites they worship idol, they no longer have the grace of God.
对神就没有同在。
And God no longer abides with them.
因此生活就带来很多的困难跟问题。
Then sufferings and problems in life start to come up.
那圣经说日光之下没有新事。
And the Bible says, under the sun, there's no new things.
我们现在所遇到的困难，其实旧约时代已经遇到了。
The trials and difficulties we encounter today, the people in the ancient time also encountered as well.
只是那个困难的外表不一样，它的本质是一样的。
The essence of these difficulties are the same. It's just that they're in they come in different form.
比方说，当时的世代人拜巴利。
And for instance, in the ancient time, they worshipped the idols of Baal.
今天巴利在哪里?
And today, where is this idol?
连名字听过都没有听过。
We never heard of the idol Baal.
所以这个外表上我没有巴利。
And outwardly, we did not have this kind of idol.
但是巴利是什么?
But what's this what's the idol Baal mean?
巴利是什么?
And what's Baal?
Yeah, 巴利就是偶像。
And it means it's an idol.
但是你看人的心，人的生活，你把它挖深一点，到处都是巴力。
But if we dig into our heart deeper, we'll realize that everywhere is spell bowl.
所以这样就是我们信仰的危机在这里。
And that's the dangerous time of our faith.
所以现在我们信仰生活最大的危机不是外面，是在我们里面。
Therefore, the most dangerous.
不是在物质上。
Therefore, our faith is at a dangerous moment. It's not from outwardly, but whether it's from the heart.
是在属灵上。
And it's it's a spiritual battle.
所以在最危险的日子，神拣选了以利亚。
So God chose Elijah in the most perilous time.
神原来有他自己的计划，要怎么来带领当时世代的信仰。
And God has His own plan regarding how to guide the people of Israelites.
所以整个我们人类的历史是在神的带领之下在进行的。
Therefore, throughout the history of man, we are all under the plan and control of God.
有时候我们听人讲真耶稣教会如果再不振兴的话，神会从其他教会再兴起一个教会来取代我们。
Sometimes we might hear people saying, if churches of church not continue to grow and be prosperous, then God will raise another true church to substitute us.
这种讲法是没有圣经根据的。
And this kind of saying did not have a foundation in the Bible.
真耶稣教会是基督的身体。
True Jesus Church is the body of Christ.
不错，在我们发展的过程会遇到很多的困难。
And indeed, in the process of growing, we'll encounter many troubles.
但是神会用他的人来解决最大的困难。
But God will use the man He chooses to fulfill His plan.
所以我们当中可能有人就是神所用的人，像以利亚一样。
Therefore, amongst us, there might be someone that God wanted to use, just like Elijah.
神用我们在地方教会在各种不同的地方来完成他的任务。
God will use us in His local churches in different places to fulfill His plan.
因此我们每一个人在信仰生活需要问两个问题。
Therefore, in our faith, we have to ask two kind of questions.
好像保罗归主所问的。
And just like what Paul asked the Lord.
第一个，你是谁？
The first question.Who are you?
对神有更清楚的认识。
We need to have a clear understanding of God.
第二个，你要我为你做什么？
And the second question, what can I do for you?
如果我们这样很认真的祷告，
If we pray harder,
我们每一个人都会从神领受一个工作来做。
Then each one of us will receive a mission, a work from God.
因为神的国需要有人来做工
Because in the kingdom of God, God needed us to work for Him.
所以神有他的计划。
God has His own plan.
然后神用人来完成他的计划。
And God uses men to fulfill His plan.
比方说，使徒行传一章八节。
For instance, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
说福音要从耶路撒冷传到地极。
That the gospel of God should spread from Jerusalem to the end of the world.
这是神的计划。
And that's the plan of God.
这个计划是不能改变，也是没有人能改的。
And this plan, no man can change.
然后从第二章开始，就这个整个计划这样一步一步实现。
And started from first chapter 2, this plan started to carry out.
那这个整个计划在实现当中，第一个用的人就是彼得。
And the first, The first servant God used is Peter.
那接下来就是保罗。
Then it's Paul.
哦，要把福音传给外邦人。
Then Paul started to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
那要把福音传给外邦人之前，就拣选保罗。
And before God wanted to preach the gospel to Gentile, He chose Paul.
哦，所以训练保罗。
He trained Paul.
啊，然后用他去传福音。
Then used him to preach the gospel.
啊，所以我们整个教真耶稣教会的发展，这个是神有一个固定的计划在里面。
In the same way, the development of True Jesus Church, God has His own plan.
从中国的北京开始。
It started from Beijing, China.
然后传到世界每个角落。
And the gospel preached to the world.
那要传遍整个美国。
And then preached to the United States.
这是神的计划。
And this is the plan of God.
所以这个计划一定会完成。
And this plan will for sure will fulfill.
但是在完成的过程，神会拣选人来。做这个工作。
However, in the process of carrying out this plan, God will choose His people.
那这些人可能就是诸位。
And it might be you and me.
所以我们看第一代的工人。
We see the first generation worker.
真耶稣教会在美国第一代的工人。
The first generation TJC worker in the United States.
大部分都是移民过来的。
Most of them are immigrants.
那到第二代工人。
Then the second generation comes.
可能在这边。受教育的
Most of them are educated in the States.
到第三代的工人
Then to the third generation.
可能在这边生长的长大的
Many of them were born in the States.
所以这个整个神完成他的计划需要用人
Therefore God need man to fulfill his plan.
那我们诸位我们在这里预备自己就是要来完成神给我们的计划
And we are here to equip ourselves in order to carry out God's plan.
那我们再看十八章，神开始用以利亚来做工。
Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 18. This is when God started to use Elijah to carry out His plan.
但是在神真的用他做工之前，十七章就是预备。
And in chapter 17, this is a preparation for Elijah.
所以我们在看神在用人是有一个有一个程序的。
Therefore, can see when God uses a certain person, there is a certain process.
我们常常在提到摩西有三个四十年。
And we often mention Moses have three stages of 40 years.
一个最明显大家看得到是从八十岁到一百二十岁。
And the most obvious time is from age 80 to age 120.
但是神在八十岁，从四十岁到八十岁就在预备摩西。
However, starting from the age of 40 to 80, God already prepared him.
所以等摩西预备完了，神的呼召就来到。
And after God equipped him, then the calling of, and then God started to call him.
那我们再看保罗也是一样。
And in the same way, the worker Paul.
虽然神在呼召他的时候已经告诉他要做什么。
Even though when God first chose him, God already told him his mission.
但是不是神呼召他的时候马上用他。
But God did not use him right away.
他要到耶路撒冷去传福音。
And he have to go to Jerusalem to preach the gospel.
因为他想，我以前逼迫耶稣，我现在回到耶路撒冷，大家一定会吓了一跳。为什么你改变这么大？所以我们也跟你去信耶稣吧。这是保罗的想法。
In that time, Paul uses his own mindset. He wanted to preach in Jerusalem and ask and that other to believe in Christ with him.
但是神说不是的，你到那里没有人会信的。
But God said not so. If you go there, no one will believe.
他真的不信了，他就到耶路撒冷去。
But he still went to Jerusalem, and then no one believed.
那人就要杀他。
And people started to persecute him.
他就逃走了。
And he fled away.
就逃回到他的故乡大树。
And he fled back to Tarsus, his hometown.
就隐藏了一段时间了。
Then he hid there for a while.
有人说是阿拉伯三年，有人说更长，可能超过十年。
And some people say he's there for 3 years or to 10 years.
但是这个十年的时间呢？你甚至找不到他在做什么。
And but during these 10 years, no one knows where he was and what he's doing.
这个就是他隐藏的时间，就是他在神在塑造他的一段时间。
And that's the time God prepared him.
那等到他预备好了。
And after God prepared him.
神的时候到了。
And then the times of God's up.
神就感动巴拉巴，就把他找出来。
Then God moved Barnabas and to bring Paul out.
所以每一个神要用的人都有一段预备的时间。
Therefore, every worker of God, there's a time of preparation.
因此我们当中有很多人可能是神将来要用很贵重的器皿。
Therefore, amongst us, there might be a important worker of God.
但是现在就是我们在预备的时间。
However, right now is the time to prepare us.
其实教会啊是非常缺乏人。
And right now, church needed much workers.
我每一年在排这个圣工的时候，都发现了人真的很缺乏。
And every year, when we assign holy works, we realize we are lacking workers.
真的是庄稼很多，工人很少。
We have much harvest, but we do not have enough workers.
那这个工人在哪里呢？
And where are the workers?
就是诸位。
And which is the people today.
所以有一天我们预备好了，神就会感动很多人，用不同的方法在用我们。
And if we could equip ourselves and prepare ourselves, then God will give us the work.
所以有时候我们发现了教会有一些问题。
And sometimes we realize there are much problems in church.
那我们怎么来回应这个教会的问题？
Now, how can we solve these problems, or how can we react to these problems?
教会的问题不是从神来的。
The problem of church did not come from God.
神没有问题啊。
God did not have any problem.
教会的问题是从人来的，因为人有问题。
The problems of God started from human being because we are the one that's having problems.
所以有时候我听人在讲啊，这批老的全部都退掉，换年轻人了，教会圣工就会发展。
So sometimes I hear people saying, we just need to let the next generation to be the workers, and all the old problem will be solved.
这有可能，但是有一个条件。
And this is a possible way to solve the problem, but there's one prerequisite.
如果年轻人的灵性比老一辈的好
that's,
这个绝对可能
That's if this new generation's worker their spiritualities are better than the old generation
但是倒过来看
But if we see it from other perspectives
如果年轻的一代灵性比没有比年纪大的好
But if this new generations of workers their faith is not stronger than the old one
你把所有年老都换掉换年轻来你就发现圣工往下降
Even though if you replace all the old workers to the new workers then you'll realize there will be more problems
所以整个圣工的发展不是年轻或年老这个年纪的问题
Therefore the develop of the holy works it doesn't matter what age you are
是他的灵性的问题
The problem lies in your spirituality
所以神要用以利亚之前需要用时间来预备他
Therefore before God used Elijah God uses much time to prepare him
今天就是神预备我们的时候
And today, right now, this is the time God prepares us
然后在我们神的预备当中我们不断地一直成熟成长成熟
And during this preparation time will mature
那有一天呢换我们来做工我们就可以发现很多过去的问题因为我们灵性的成长那个问题就消失了
And then God will use us to do his work And later on we'll realize the problem started solving Because spirituality wise we matured
所以教会里面过去也发生过
So before it's
就是有一些问题很难解决
And in churches there are certain problems that's very hard to solve
那有人就说啊，年纪大的一代过去就好了。
And some people suggest, why don't we just let the older generations stop working?
过去就好了。
After the old generations pass by, then this problem will be solved.
就开始派工人训练这个年轻的一代。
So they started to train new workers.
先给他神学训练。
They start give them theological training.
没有工人，连总派工人。
And when there's no workers, the GA will assign workers.
没有钱，连总供给钱。
And when there's no money, the GA will provide.
那这样开始训练，差不多经过十几年。
And after ten some years of training these new workers,
我们看到这个年轻的一代，当他的灵性成长，开始在负教会工作责任的时候，真的圣工就开始改变。
And we realize after these new generations starts to spiritually matured.
所以。我们整个教会圣工的发展，那个最重要的关键是我们有没有不断在成长。
In order for a church work to be prosperous, the key lies in whether in spirituality wise are we growing.
如果我们继续在成长，我们就发现圣工也在成长。
If we continue to grow and mature, then we'll realize the church work will continue to add on to us as well.
因为神的同在跟一个人的灵性是绝对有关系的。
Because there's a direct relationship between spirituality and the God's abidance.
圣经说，在大户人家有各种不同的器皿。
The Bible recorded in a wealthy man's household there are many vessels.
有的金的。
Some are made of gold.
有的银的。
Some are made of silver.
木头的。
And made of wood.
有的是泥土的。
And some are made of clay.
这个金银木头泥土这个 本质本身你没有办法改变的。
And all these various materials, you cannot change the substance of it.
但是到最后，神所用的是什么？
However, in the end, which vessel will God use?
不是因为它是金的，或是它是银的。
It doesn't matter whether it's made of gold or silver.
是因为它是干净的。
The key lies in whether it's clean or not.
它是空的。
And it's whether it's empty or not.
那这个干净跟空，这个就是一种灵性的成长。
And if it's holy, if it's empty, then this means spirituality-wise, you're growing.
我们怎么在这个世界里面变成很干净一个人？
And how can we become more holy and pure in this world?
我们怎么在这个很骄傲、自我为中心的时代变成一个倒空的人？
And how can we be an empty person in this very self-centered society?
当我们的灵性这样一直在成长。
When we are growing and maturing our spirituality,
神的同在就越来越增加。
And God will start to abide with us, with us more and more.
那神的同工就增加。
Then God will abide with us.
那圣工就开始改变了。
And then the course of holy work will start to change.
所以神的同工是人的灵性是绝对有相关的。
Therefore, spirituality and God's abidance are correlated.
因此。我们在做教会的工作最重要就是灵性要不断在进步。
Therefore, when we are doing God's work, the key is we need to continue to grow in our spirituality.
所以十七章啊，神预备了以利亚。
Therefore, in 1 Kings chapter 17, here God uses Elijah.
用一段时间来预备他。
God uses a period of time to train him and equip him.
圣经是没有讲固定时间，几个月或几年呢？
And here did not record whether it's in several months or several years.
但是确实是有一段时间。
But we know there's a period of time that God trained him.
那我们看这个第二点的 B.
And that goes to B.
那神有他自己的方法来预备他要用的人。
And God has His own way in training His people.
我们从历史上看，神在预备一个人真的是不太一样。
And throughout history, you can see God uses different ways to train His people.
神预备摩西。
When God prepared Moses,
这个在王宫长大的摩西
and Moses who grew up in the palace,
神就把他送到旷野去牧养
Then God sent him to the wilderness to become a shepherd.
这是神预备的一个方法
And that's the way God prepared Moses.
但是神要预备用约瑟
But when God wanted to train Joseph,
所以后来神就把他用被出卖的方法卖到埃及
God let him betrayed and then sold to Egypt.
这个是很痛苦的经历。
And that's a great suffering that he's undergoing.
再来就是让他下到监牢。
And then God put him into jail.
好像在火炉当中。
And just like burning fire.
那这个预备时间过了，成熟了，神就用他了。
However, when time matured, God started to use him.
那神在用但以理也是一样。
In the same way, when God trained Daniel,
神用他是在王宫里面，训练他是在王宫里面。
And God trained him and put him in palace.
在一个最世俗的环境里面来让他接受考验。
And God trained him in the most worldly place.
所以当他的灵性在这最世俗的环境这样一直在成长的时候。
And when his spirituality started to mature in this very worldly place,
到他成长了，神就用他。
After he matured in spirituality, God started to use him.
所以你看这个但以理书到后面他所写的就是在预言末世的未来。
Therefore, if we read the latter part of the book of Daniel, we realize it's a prophecy.
以现在来讲，但以理是一个政治家。
If we see from the perspective now, Daniel is just like a political person.
Politician.
Politician.
他服侍过几个这个做几个皇帝的这个总长。
He served several kings.
但是圣经会记载他是因为他有美好的灵性。
But the reason God, the Bible recorded him because he had a very beautiful spirituality.
所以神有他自己的方法来预备一个人。
Therefore, God has His own way to prepare His worker.
所以有的人呢，神要要用他就是让他在工作上接受磨练。
Therefore, sometimes God trains us when we're working.
有的是在家庭当中来受磨练。
Or God train us in our family.
用各种不同的方法来训练一个人，来合神所用。
God uses various way to train us so that He can use us.
好，那我们现在看神怎么来训练以利亚。
Now let's look at how God trained Prophet Elijah.
我们看列王纪上十七章。
Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
请读。
Verse 3, get away from here and turn eastward and hid in the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
神叫他到基利西旁。
And God commanded him to go to the brook of Cherith.
那在基利西旁他什么都没有。
And over there, there's nothing.
他什么都没有带，包括食物也没有带。
And he did not bring anything, not even food.
那他吃什么？
So what did he eat?
我们看第四节。
Let's go to verse 4.
你要喝那溪里的水，我吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
Verse 4, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there.
圣经说，有衣有食就要知足。
The Bible told us, if we have food and clothes to wear, then we should be content.
所以以利亚在基利西旁的生活已经降到我们生活的最基本的需要。
Therefore, the life of Elijah by the brook of Cherith, he had the most fundamental needs of human.
就是吃的乌鸦叼给你吃，喝的就是喝这个河水，其他都没有。
He can drink from the brook and eat from the food of ravens.
那为什么要到基利西旁？
And why did he have to go to the brook of Cherith?
基利西旁就是一个安静的地方。
Because over there is a quiet place.
那这个安静的地方就是一个人属灵复兴的起点。
And quietness is the beginning of spiritual revival.
我们现在会失去力量，因为太忙，生活太忙。
And now we lose our strength because we're too busy in our daily life.
我们拜神要是用心灵来拜的。
When we worship the Lord, we have to worship with our heart.
所以我们太忙的结果，就是我们的心没有办法安静下来。
If we are too busy in our life, then we cannot quiet down our heart.
因此这个诗篇二十三篇在说。
Therefore, in Psalm chapter 23,
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He let me lie by the pastures.
他使我引领我到可安歇的水边。
And he lead me to the quiet waters.
这个躺卧或者水边，这个都是很安静的。
And to lie beside the still waters and lie down in green pastures, all these are very quiet moments.
所以一个人灵性要复兴，他第一个要先安静下来。
Therefore, for a person to revive spiritually, he has to first quiet down.
所以如果一个人在服侍神一边服侍一边在埋怨。
Therefore, if a person serve the Lord and complain at the same time,
这个就是他灵性已经开始有问题了。
Then his or her spirituality has a problem.
第一个就是要先安静下来。
And the key is to quiet down.
因为人安静下来我们才能够思想。
Because when we quiet down heart, then we can begin to ponder and reflect.
安静不下来，人没有办法思想。
If we cannot quiet down ourselves, then we'll not be able to think.
所以人没有办法安静下来，就会失去自我反省的能力。
If we do not have a quiet heart, then we'll lose the ability to reflect and to examine ourselves.
我们看到很多的问题。
And we might be able to see a lot of problems.
但是那个都是外面的。
But all these are external.
我们没有看到自己。
We do not see the problem of ourselves, which is internal.
为什么我没有办法看到自己？
And why is that we're not able to see ourselves?
因为我没有看到神。
Because we did not see God.
所以这个就是问题的地方。
And that's the source of our problem.
所以我们再看以赛亚书那个神要用以赛亚之前。
Let's go to the book of Isaiah when God wanted to use Isaiah.
先让他看到一个异象。
And God first led him to see a vision.
这个就是在安静当中，你跟神在互动的时候，你才可以看得到。
And that started in a quiet time when he's interacting with God.
那在他看到的时候，他第一个感觉他就知道他有问题。
And when he first saw the vision, he realized he has his problem.
他的问题就是他是一个不够圣洁的人。
And his problem is that he is not holy enough.
当这个问题解决了。
And after he solved that problem,
神对他的呼召就来到。
God's calling for him begins.
所以我们一个人要灵性要复兴需要有一段安静的时间。
Therefore, in order for us to revive spiritually, we need to have a period of quiet time.
我们看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第一节。
The book of John chapter 8 verse 1.
Thank you.
Verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
好，第二节。
Verse 2. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple.
从第七章的最后一节说，个人都回家去了。
In the last verse of chapter 7, everyone went to his own house.
耶稣往橄榄山去。
Then Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
第二天一大早又回到圣殿。
And the next morning, early in the morning, he went back to the temple.
所以这一段时间呢，就是一段安静的时间。
And this is a period of quiet time.
所以有的人一到教会啊，满头脑都是工作。
So for some people, when they come to church, they're filled with what had happened in their work.
从进教会到离开教会，他整个头脑都是工作。
And from the time they enter the chapel to the time they leave the chapel, their mind are filled with what happened today.
连聚会时间呢，走来走去，因为他有很多工作要做。
And during the service, they walk around because they have so much work to do.
这个整头脑都是工作，是因为他有责任感。
And their whole minds are filled with what happened in workplace because they have a sense of responsibility.
但是如果我们的生活只有工作，没有安静下来，会有问题。
But if our life are only filled with works and we have no quiet time, then we have a problem.
因为我们的灵性是在忙碌当中常常降，开始往下降。
Because it is often through our busy time, our spirituality goes downward.
当我们能够很安静下来，来默想神，来祷告，听神的话，这个时候常常是我们对自己认识更清楚，能够跟神有更深入灵交的时候。
But when we have a quiet time and we have time to reflect upon ourselves, then that's the time we have a communication with God.
那我们再看以利亚到了这个基利西旁。
Let's go back to Elijah when he went by the brook of Cherith.
他什么都没有，是神供养他。
In that time, he did not bring anything. God's the one that feeds him and take care of him.
所以让我们学习到这个简单的生活是一个安静的开始。
So from this, we can see simplicity is a source of quietness.
有时候我们安静不下来，即使来到教会也安静不下来。
And sometimes we cannot quiet down.Even though we're in the church already.
为什么?
And why is that?
因为我们的生活缺乏单纯。
That's because our life are too complicated. We do not have a simple life.
所以单纯会带给我们安静。
Therefore, a simplicity in life will bring is the source of quietness.
有时候我们在看这个现在所有的 smartphone, 功能很多。
If we look to the new gadgets, smartphone, and there are many of...functions.
你可以讲电话，你也可以 email， 也可以上网，也可以 text.
You can use it as a phone, you can text, and you can even go online.
但是我们要很小心，这个东西如果我们没有好好的用，会上瘾。
We have to be very careful because if we do not be watchful, then we'll be addicted to it.
所以有一个弟兄说，这个是现代的鸦片。
So some brother said this is the opium of today's society.
你一旦有了，你就上瘾。
After you acquire it, you will start to be addictive.
那这本来是提供我们一个很方便的一个工具。
And originally, this brings convenience in our daily life.
但是当我们拥有越多这个东西，我们心越静不下来。
But when we acquire these kind of gadget, then we will not be able to quiet down our heart.
所以说就准备去 check 有没有谁 email 给我，有没有谁 text 给我，包括在聚会时间。
Because we'll keep on checking our phone even during the service time.
就是因为我们变成不简单了，所以我们的心呢静不下来。
That's because our life is no longer simple. That's why we cannot have a quiet heart.
有一次在夏威夷，他们在 youth retreat.
And one time, and the youth retreat in Hawaii.
那有个讲员到了那里，就问那里的人说：“哎，你们这里有没有 WiFi？”
And one of the speakers, when he arrived at the place, he asked them, "Do you have Wi-Fi?"
那个人就跟他讲说，你是来 retreat， 为什么需要 Wi-Fi？
And then the person asked him, "You're here for retreat. Why do you need that?"
但这个讲员开始在想说，这我来 retreat 的，但是为什么不能有 Wi-Fi？
And then the speaker questioned him, "Even though I'm on retreat, but why can't I have Wi-Fi?"
所以 retreat 就是说。退吧，你从这个世界繁忙的、很复杂的社会退到一个很安静的地方。
And to have a retreat means you move from a very chaotic place to a quiet place.
这个是你复兴的地方。
And that's the place of revival.
所以有时候我们到教会里面就是一个退休，从这个繁杂的社会里面退下来。
So some, when we come to church, that's a kind of retreat. We retreat from the world to a quiet place.
因此我们在这个安息日不是安息时啊，如果能够跟这个很复杂繁忙的社会能够把它切断，这一段时间就是我们复兴的时候。
Therefore, on the day of Sabbath, if we can totally separate ourselves from the chaotic world, then that's the moment for our revival.
所以你如果生活再忙，到第七天，你真的能够把世俗切断，这一天就是你复兴的时候。
Therefore, no matter how busy we are in our daily life, on the Sabbath day, if we're able to separate ourselves from the world, then that's the place for our revival.
但是困难就是我们借着很多现代的科技，借着很多的事情，我们虽然人来到教会，我们还是跟外在很复杂的社会还是连在一起。
But that's not easy because even though we are in church, all the new gadgets from the world will not be able to be separate from the world.
甚至有人把报纸杂志都带到教会里面来。
And some people even bring newspapers and magazine into the church.
当然圣经没有讲说这样不对。
Of course, the Bible did not say that's wrong.
但是这个地方应该是非常单纯的地方，就是我们在亲近神，就是这样。为什么？不然我们为什么来？
But when we come to church, this should be a very simple place, a place for us to come to worship God.
所以最单纯的、最简单的地方。就是让你得安静的时候。
Therefore, the most simple place, and that's a place we can receive quietness.
所以一个人如果要服侍神哦，生活能够越单纯越好。
Therefore, if a person wanted to worship God, his or her life should be very simple.
如果一个人在很单纯的时间会觉得很无聊，这个是他的灵性有问题。
But if a person living a simple life,will feel very boring, then that means his or her spirituality have a problem.
想想看，一百年的人前的人怎么生活？
And let's think about a century ago, how those people live.
我们现在有他都没有啊。
All these things that we acquire today, back then they did not have it.
他为什么有办法生活？
But why can they still live on?
还是能够过得很好啊。
They can still live a good life.
那现在我们为什么没有办法啊过得很单纯？
But in today's world, why we can no longer live a simple life?
所以我们要学习简单。
That's why we have to learn to live a life of simplicity.
这个是神在送以利亚到基利西旁的一个重要的原因。
And that's one of the main reasons God sent Elijah to the brook of Cherith.
但是我们仔细看哦，神让他吃的饼是乌鸦带来的。
But if we look carefully, God uses raven to feed him.
然后水是气里面的水。
God uses the food from raven to feed him and also brook from, the water from the brook to let him drink.
所以当一个人开始要追求神，你就开始发现神有很奇妙的方法来供给我们生活的需要。
Therefore, when a person is determined to worship God, God will use various ways to feed you.
那当基利西旁完了之后，神就吩咐他到寡妇的家。
And after...going by the brook of Cherith, God once again commanded him to go to the house of the widow.
这是有另外一种的操练。
And that's another trial.
那我们下一节再继续来学习。
And we'll learn from the next session.
一起来默祷。
That's praying silence.